Broadcasting live from Roberta's in Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub. Play and sing along.
Hello, everybody. This is Heritage Radio Network. This is your host for today, Alessandra, a.k.a. Mama Sandra, for another episode of Growing Good. This is a spectrum of topics of parents, young parents, successful parents. Today's show is going to be based on a new business, a local business that is just so beautiful. It's called Beautiful Dreamers, and it's located on Wythe Avenue. And I just happened to be strolling with my baby, and you, all you parents out there, know that stroller access friendly stores are so great. I hate walking into stores and getting dirty looks. It's pretty amazing how often that happens. And I saw this amazing store. Well, here's the backstory. The backstory was that I was driving around during one of Wally's naps, and I saw this window that had this huge mobile made out of sticks and yarns and feathers and shells and all sorts of found articles. It was massive. And of course, in my head, I was like, I can make one of those. I'm going to make one of those with Wally. It's a lot harder than it looks. But it just seemed like something that I would want my son to grow up around. So I went back in on another day, and it was just filled with beautiful home items, children's items, mom's items, very unique, all one of a kind. The prices range from all over. And it was just so inspiring to me, because living in the city or wherever you are, you know, we're living in white boxes with windows. And I've done so much research during my pregnancy, and I always wanted to keep everything like very psychedelic for my son and very visually enhancing and stimulating. Also, sensory wise, touch and feel and textures, and all of these things are just, you know, renowned for a child's brain, eyesight, and eye hand coordination. So, of course, that was something that I really, really wanted to do during my pregnancy. But then the baby comes and you kind of put off redecorating, or, you know, maybe you're strapped for cash. So, you know, it just gets a little bit hard. And it was so great to be re-inspired about that. And of course, you can make your own things, and you can walk into a store like Beautiful Dreamers and be inspired to make your own. But you can also support these wonderful artists that they carry. They're all usually painters or musicians, stylists and creators. And I happen to have the owner with me today. Her name is April Hughes. She's just walking into the station now. And you know, wherever you reside listening to this show, there are just local shops like this. You know, you just kind of have to seek them out. They're those serendipitous, you know, fateful finds. And if you don't have one in your store, April's story might inspire you to open your own and take those chances. She's here now with her six weeks now?
Yes.
6-week-old baby girl. And of course, it's a famous tradition on Growing Good. April is taking out her boob for the baby, which is the best part of my show. So April, basically, I walk into the store. I already explained to you all about like the sensory and how amazing it was for me and my son, and how much, you know, I've been wanting to make my home like this. And I walk in, and there's this people, and everybody's very nice. But then I see this gorgeous woman on a couch by a laptop with her 5-week baby breastfeeding. And I was like, is this your store? And she was like, yes. And I was like, didn't you guys just open? And she was like, yes. And then, of course, I was like, I have to have you on my show. I want to hear your story of building this. You know, it really is like a temple. It's a retail shop, but when you walk in, it's kind of just like, it's a sight to see. It's a museum almost of just amazing things that April's going to tell us about that I guess reflect her world.
Hi.
Hi, April.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm going to switch mics with you one second.
Okay.
Here
you.
We go. No problem.
I guess I should have sat in the other chair.
That's
right?
Okay. I put the pretty quilt there for you. So how are you this morning?
I'm good. I got stuck in a little bit of traffic.
That's
and
okay.
Kid drop off. And
of course.
It was a little crazy, but I'm good.
No, me too. Every day I was running. I didn't want to be late for you. And, you know, Wally, I'm weaning Wally off of nighttime feedings.
Mm-hmm.
So he just like cried from 6 to 7:30.
Aww.
I know, but I was there with him and you know, I've been doing it in my bedroom so that he doesn't have that anxiety and separation.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, it's okay, milk all done.
Yeah.
He's almost two, so it's totally different. Yeah, but it's good for him because I actually was researching that at this age, a lot of what people call the terrible twos, you know, is really you can research ways that you can do to avoid the terrible twos. And one of the things is that I just found out that at this age, they're having their biggest brain development spurge and their development happens during sound sleep. So I'm actually doing it for him because if he sleeps those 10 hours, his brain will get the development that it needs. So I didn't mind getting up. Obviously, I love nursing. So, you know, but so I'm doing it for him. So, April, where are you from? Where did you grow?
I grew up in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
In the boonies, kind of, which is no longer the boonies due to, it's outside of Birmingham, Alabama.
Right. I've been there.
Yeah. And I moved to New York. I went to college at Auburn, and I moved to New York after college.
And what did you study there? Was it styling or art design?
Well, I started in law.
Oh, wow.
Because...
but you need to know a lot about that to run a business.
Yeah, you do. because I really didn't know what I wanted to study when I went into college. In high school, I had really been... I was very academic, but I was more... I played a lot of athletics.
Oh, wow.
My mom was a coach, and I sort of grew up playing basketball and volleyball, and I swam on the swim team, and sports were really the central of our life. So when it was time to really... I went to college, and I played sports as well, but I didn't know what I wanted to do because my parents had always... That'd been so, you know, so much a part of my life. But I didn't really want to go on to be, like, an Olympic... basketball player or anything.
Right.
So then I met a professor in college who sort of changed my life. His name was Mr. Trentum. And he, I remember walking into his classroom. It was called Art for Living. And I walked into this classroom and he was playing opera. He was spraying perfumes and really like turned on my sensory to what I enjoyed in life. And, he was the reason that I ended up in New York. He really had all of these connections with like Paulina Treggiere, the CFDA, and he had developed through writing people to people like these really nice friendships. So when it came time for us to do internships, he was able to sort
really
of push
help.
Us up here. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Right before you walked in, I was talking about that. My experience in walking into your store was that it reminded me of all the things that I had said I was going to do during my pregnancy with my house because I wanted everything to be like touch, feel, textures, visually stimulating, very psychedelic. But then, you know, things, you get busy and, you know, you don't have that time or, you know, it's very hard because you're living in, we're living in like white boxes with windows. And so I was saying how walking into your store really reminded me of the kind of environment that I want to raise my son in, and that's why this pertains to our radio show, but also for anybody, you know, just that wants a better quality of life, there's lots of products. I mean, that's what's so cool about your place is that you don't really, you're not like a shoe store, you're not a bag store, you're just whatever you think is amazing.
Yeah.
And you introduced a lot of new artists to a rich community, which is so nice.
Yeah.
Because people can, that you pick and stuff, they just sometimes will create for you, right? And I was looking online and you had amazing like hand silk, hand painted dresses. So it's like you're wearing canvas.
You're wearing art.
Yes.
It's like wearable art. Yeah.
I know. It's so amazing. And the prices vary from all different. You can get some beautiful honey for $12. You can get a dress for $1,200. And there's things in between. Tell us about, you know, what's going on now. I see that you have an event tonight.
Yes, we have a beauty event tonight. We've been so blessed with one of the girls that work with us. Her name is Alexandra, mm-hmm. and she is the granddaughter of Dr. Alkaidis. And he is, it's a beauty line that's basically, his motto is, if you can't eat it, don't put it on your
skin. Right, and that's what pertains so much to us, is that I saw that and it said skin food products. I was like, well, how does that, what is that?
It's really like all of his products are based in plants and fruits, and you put them on your skin and it's just amazing. I mean, she's much
better. How do they stay fresh?
Well, you have to keep them at room temperature or below, mm-hmm. and they do have, they have a lifespan, definitely. Yeah. They're not like typical cosmetics or skincare where you can just open it up a year later and it'll still be good. You have
to take care of it. Right, but the reason why it's good is because of all the gross stuff in it.
Yeah, and her family has been, she's an incredible artist, and she does this for, she helps her grandfather's line. And she's brought a lot of knowledge to us. She also represents a line called Varid. Mm-hmm. And Varid is an esthetician who lives in New York City and developed a line of products that's infused with highest grade essential oils and very much plant food as well. Amazing. So we're going to do both of those.
That's so great, and that you're already opening up your store to community, you know, events. And I was saying before you walked in also that it's stroller friendly, obviously baby friendly. When I walked in, you know, April was breastfeeding on a couch. It was just so beautiful and organic. But your partner also is French, correct?
Yes. I met her. She's from the south of France.
Right. Yeah. So you've got that American, you know, in there, but then you've also got the worldly influence.
Yeah. And she's done a lot of traveling all over South America. When she was younger, she lived in Austin, Texas, so she's definitely influenced by, you know,
music.
Together. Yeah, totally.
Lots of rock and roll going on there. And April, before you opened the store, you were a stylist, and that's what led you to this business?
It is. I'm actually still a stylist. That's both of my partner and I, our preliminary job, mm-hmm. So that enables us to do the store. And the store for us was really about something we wanted to manifest outside of our styling careers, because with styling, you know, we're somewhere different every day. You're working with somebody different, and then
and it must be sad that you put up a set and then you got to take it down.
Yeah. Or you have all these beautiful clothes and you don't get to use them all, and you develop wonderful relationships with people, and you want to actually, we wanted to grow those relationships and really like expand on them and give them a home, you know, and a home for ourselves that we could like base ourselves out of.
That's awesome. And you have two children.
Two.
Well, a tradition on Growing Good is, you know, could you introduce your miracles to us?
Yes. Well, Tallulah's not here. She just got dropped off at school, and she's going to be 5 this weekend. And this is Matilda, and she is 6 weeks. And she,
she's
great.
She is so happy and pleasant. And your schedule as a mom is Matilda right now. Is this goes with you wherever you go?
She goes with me wherever I go.
How awesome is that?
It's great.
I mean, that just takes such guts, and it's such an inspirational piece. We're going to take our first break here, but when we come back, I'm really going to pick April's brain about setting up a business during pregnancy. How amazing is that? She is a superhero. And the song I picked today, your story reminded me so much of my years in the West Coast, and this song was just reminds me of driving down the one. It's Van Morrison, Into the Mystic, for you guys.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear you ever. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the misting. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I
just a little van in the morning, so good. So, my guest today is April Hughes. She is one of the co-owners and creators, and she's like an Einstein. She's an Einstein mom, mm-hmm. and that's why she's on the show today, because there's so many of us out there who are doing the babies, we're raising our kids the best that we can, but we're also giving back to ourselves and the universe and the world, and her new store, Beautiful Dreamers, is so far out. Can you buy online for my audience that is not on is not in New York?
You will be able mm-hmm. to. Probably by next week.
Well, amazing.
Yeah,
so
beautifuldreamers.com.
Beautifuldreamers.com. You guys got to check it out. But it's really, if you have a second, just to check the space out. Everything in the space was handmade just for you guys.
Yeah, we actually, from my time in California, I met these lovely young artists named Ishii and Katie. Mm-hmm. They're sort of set designers, and they came over to help us, mm-hmm. You know, out of their pockets and out of their time, they came and helped us out.
Right. And so when you walk in, you see these kind of like amazing teepees that they made, and there's all these installations. They look like baby mobiles to me, but mm-hmm. they're also for adults, and they're just amazing. Lots of like ropes and silks and sticks. And is everything for sale, or is some of it display?
Pretty much everything is for sale. There's a few little bits and pieces that we found along the way that we can't part with just because they're such a part of the space. Right. But in a way, we realize like parting with some of the pieces that are decor as well is actually room to grow down the line. So, right. Yeah.
And most of the products that you pick, you like them to be one of a kind. I know that you had amazing like table runners that are like silk screen on beautiful cotton. And
yeah.
I mean, there's no two alike.
No. That's those are actually by a mom, two kids. Her name's Rachel Craven. Mm-hmm. She silk screens everything or hand block. I think it's block printing, actually. And yeah, no two things are alike. You know, we've chosen to work with like really special people that we've had relationships with from our styling career, and really nurture people who are truly artists as well.
And when was your official opening day?
October 22nd.
Oh, that's so great. It's so good to have you on.
Thank you.
So I'm just, you know, itching to know, how did you manifest all of this during your pregnancy?
Well,
and with actually, a five-year-old.
Actually, when I moved to California for that short stint last year, I sort of, it was like my head sprouted open again, just being in the fresh air and just being out of my rhythm. And I really started to think more about it. And my partner and I, we live in the same building across the street from our store. So we'd known each other through our circles of friends, and we actually sort of started gravitating towards each other, like going, I know that you want to do this and I want to do this. So we started talking, and really we started talking right before we found the space. The space sort
but
of
so you were
us.
Hunting. Oh, okay. So you didn't have a huge space hunt.
No, we didn't. Okay. We sort of, I don't know if we would have done it if we would have had this long search of finding
space.
Because
it can take so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The space really opened up to us, and we jumped on the phone and called the owners, who are local mom and pop. They've owned that whole block for about 40 years. And it that happened. And when we got the space, it was like the sky opening up and saying, okay, do this.
And how far along were you then?
I was so sick then. I was about, it was in July, so I must have been 5 months.
Oh,
or five
wow.
months. Yeah.
What a big decision to make. It's so great.
It was rough because when we were building it out, I was just so, I had morning sickness so badly. I was like holding myself up and, you know, it was so hot this summer, but it was good.
And then just during that whole time, you were like calling to get the inventory and having these people come out. And were they staying with you?
They did. Yeah. They stayed with my partner and I and some friends. And, you know, it was really good. My husband's also super supportive and he was in their building and he's been a big part of it as well.
Yeah, it takes a tribe to build a village. And that's exactly what Beautiful Dreamers is. That's so amazing. And it's like, you know, giving your children this example, to them, your store must seem like a second playground. It's or a second home. You know, they're there. And what an amazing way for them to grow up, just to look at their mom and say, wow, you can do this. Because like you said, you know, you went to college for one thing, but then you were inspired in another. Then you had success in styling. And then, but opening your own business, I mean, it's the American dream. It's just a way. And just, I just think that that's such a great example that you're setting for your kids.
Thank you.
I know. Thanks. And your husband must be so proud of you.
Yes. And he has a business on the other side of the street. So we're like, it all works out pretty well.
No, it does. Because you have to think of that. You have to think of, you know, your location, your traveling. You have to integrate, I'm sure, your children into every business decision you make.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We really, you know, the biggest thing is like making time for them, where it's just their time, you know, where it's really easy just to be in the store and have them there with you, but that's not their time. You know, it's special for them and it's fun, but to really cut out the time where we can still be 100% theirs and go to the park.
So what's the schedule? Yeah, run us through like a day schedule of yours.
Yeah.
Ah, no, well, but that's so exciting. This is why you're here.
Well, right now, you know, I'm working on my styling jobs again. So it's like I can be at 9 o'clock at the store, 9:30 at the store with my partners. And then at 1, I may have to go to the city and do some running around or appointments. And it can go until about 8, where my husband really tries to cap it out at like 7 so that we can all be home together. He's English, so a big part of our home life is having time together to eat. And, you know, I'm American in that way where I can just be like, let's eat standing up and we're on the go.
I know.
So days can be like I can be in the store and totally be engrossed in everything there. And it just depends on if I have styling jobs going on or not.
Mm-hmm. And so in terms of like inventory, you're constantly going to be, the whole vibe is that it's just constantly always going to reinvent itself, your product.
Yes, yes. And we're not really working on a typical store schedule.
Right, because it's not like you're calling a warehouse and say, hey, I need 20 more. That's not the vibe at Beautiful Dreamers.
Yeah, it's like, okay, what are you doing now? You know,
but so that must take a lot of time. You got to reach out to the artists.
Yeah.
You got to see what they're making.
Are they making things this time? You know, one of our favorite girls is she's just on her own schedule, which is totally fine for us. But you know, you do get to that point where you're like, all right, it's coming into spring. Mm-hmm. What are we getting? But we do work on, you know, a lot of our artists are on consignment because
great for a new store.
Yeah, that's, you know, we have to work like that for now. And we'll grow into that. And people have been great working with us on those levels.
Right. And tell us a little bit about the clothes. Are they vintage or no? It was hard for me to tell.
We have a mix. A lot. I'd say about 50% is vintage. And then the rest of them are California, New York designers. You know, they're not really, not to say they're from New York, but they live in New York or live in California. We have a lot of California designers that I love. And also, you know, we just wanted to showcase different people, you know, and not the same designers that all the other stores in New York have. We gravitate more towards artists.
And your jewelry is just amazing. You have lots of different jewelry designers and it all seems very like things that are cast. It just takes a long time to make.
Yeah. One of our jewelry designers, her name is Adina Mills, and she hand cast everything out of air dried clay and paints it, and it has stones or shark's tooth. And she lives in an RV. She's living in Arizona now, but she's been the last 2 years traveling from place to place, just living, exploring the U.S. and living in different places, and she's able to make everything out of her RV.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying before you walked in. So it's like, not only are you going to bring home something so beautiful, which I'm sure everybody's home needs, or if you would like to give a gift to somebody else's home, which is a great new baby present, because a lot of times, you know, the friends of mine that don't have babies, you know, they don't really know how to realm that. So I did. I got like a lot of like groovy, strange plants and crystals, and it was really awesome, because just remembering that I'm a part of the birth too. I mean, it's the baby, but it's also I did this.
Yeah.
You know? So that was really cool. But I have an amazing idea. And I just can't believe it hasn't happened yet with the baby boom in Williamsburg. Have you considered having a psychedelic maternity line? There's no maternity clothes for sale in all of Williamsburg.
We've definitely talked about ideas for that and for, yeah, at that part of the business takes, there's definitely talks in the work of a beautiful dreamer line. Yeah. And if you're like me,
you're going to create your own line.
Yes, but it's not like I didn't wear maternity clothes when I was pregnant.
Because they're ugly.
They're ugly. And the clothes that I wear, and probably you wear too, you can kind of wear at all points of like skinny, not skinny, pregnant.
Right, so if you bought something beautiful, you'd probably wear it afterwards. But yeah, just like long, like chic.
Flowy, gauzy, yeah. And there's definitely talks about doing a line, even a small line to start with.
I think you guys would be really amazing at that. That would be really exciting. Yeah. Give us the details again. What is the exact address?
It's 326 Wythe Avenue, the corner of South First.
Right, and they're across their corner across from the famed Main Drag, which of course, you know, Carl is a longtime friend of mine. We go back 15 years, so that's very cool. You can go and shop at a Beautiful Dreamers, and then you could take your kids. Well, he lets me take my kid. I don't know, but and they can play around some guitars and drums and stuff. And then across the street is a huge playground.
Yeah,
which is the Wythe Grand Playground. So it's definitely turning into a family destination point where you can do a little bit of you, a little bit of the kids. But like I said, it's definitely going to inspire you to create your own things with your children, because you walk in and it's just so organic, so arts and crafts, just so diving in there. But I want to remind you again that when you buy a piece at Beautiful Dreamers, you're also supporting some amazing artists, maybe living in an RV in Arizona, or an amazing woman trying to make a film like Aaliyah Penner, who is, you know, making dresses or, you know, better products for your skin, which of course is a huge part of my show. No carcinogens. It's just gross. And it's really hard even for me to keep up with that, because it's, and I've talked about that so much in the show, you know, if I go into the pharmacies or if I go into the local mom, the choices are so limited. So it's really amazing that April and her partner are kind of infusing all of these things together. So there's the home goods, the skin goods, the jewelry. I know you have a whole table of moccasins, of shoe wear. Mm-hmm. Then, like I said, there's basically these amazing pieces that you don't really know what it is or what it's for, but you just want it in your house. and that's the dreamer part, and that's what's going to keep your imagination going. And you know, it just really reminded me of what I really, really want to be doing with our home for Wally, so that when we come in, it's kind of like, ah, this is just, you know, our haven. And it's just really nice. And that's how I feel when I go to her store. So you can like Beautiful Dreamers on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They have a great page up with some really amazing pictures. But like I said, and like April said, don't ever expect to find the same things when you go in. So it's a kind of place that you can frequent often. I personally wanted to have April on the show to inspire all you other moms out there that maybe, you know, you're pregnant with your second child. You think, oh, it's over for me. It isn't. And April is a hero to that message, which is like, just keep going. It's all going to work out. And the more you do, the more you're enriching your children's lives. And the happier that you are and the more creative you are, be it in any field, it could be, you know, law, maybe you want to switch fields, whatever. You know, having a baby or a child is not the end all of end all. Thanks so much, April, for coming.
Thank you. I'm so glad we met.
I'm so glad we met. We could talk forever, but it's time to go. We're going to have another song out and then a commercial. Thanks. Love and light to you.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.